Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I have said, gold and silver prices are effectively a report card on the U.S. dollar, U.S. government, and U.S. economy. If future prospects look poor, gold and silver prices rise. This year, the price of gold reached record high levels against the U.S. dollar and just about every world paper currency. To hold down the interest rate paid on its debt and to persuade foreign governments and investors to hold American dollars in debt, the federal government has a massive incentive to hold down gold and silver prices. In declassified documents up to about a decade ago, it shows that the U.S. government used its Exchange Stabilization Fund and worked with primary trading partners and allied central banks to continually suppress gold and silver prices since the 1930s. As various suppression tactics outlive their usefulness, the government has come up with new strategies to hold down gold and silver prices. For instance, about $430 billion of funds that were supposed to be used to rescue businesses and workers in the CARES Act passed 9 months ago were instead diverted to the Exchange Stabilization Fund to use in manipulating financial markets. Another suspicious move was completed 2 weeks ago. Goldman Sachs acquired the Perth Mint Physical Gold Exchange Traded Fund. When this ETF was created 30 months ago by the Perth Mint, a wholly owned subsidiary of the government of Western Australia, the assets were guaranteed by that government. With the change in ownership, however, that guarantee is gone. Also, the ETF's physical gold is being relocated from Australia to London, where it will be in the custody of JP Morgan Chase, a bank recently convicted, along with multiple employees, of manipulating precious metals markets. Normally, the buyer of a business wants to retain existing customers and the future profits they would generate. However, the operations of this fund are changing enough features that it appears customer retention is not the driving purpose of this buyout. Could the real purpose of this ownership change be to create another means of suppressing gold and silver prices? Stay tuned. Because the new year begins Friday this week, come back tomorrow for the next Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.